Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 20, 1804, day 68 of the expedition, camped within 2 days' walk of the Platte River. As the party continues up the river, the broad expanse of prairie and wide variety of vegetation continue to amaze the captains. The landscape stands in sharp contrast to the heavily wooded terrain of the earlier part of the journey. The animals that inhabit these prairies are different, too. Buffalo, or American bison, and elk, also called wapiti, are becoming familiar sights. Captain Clark writes,
"A cool morning, past a large willow island on the starboard, and the mouth of a creek about 25 yards wide on the larboard, called by the French L'eau qui pleure. This creek falls into the river above a creek of brown clay. I went out above the mouth of this creek and walked the greater part of the day. I killed a very large yellow wolf. The soil of these prairies appears rich, but much parched with frequent fires. It is worthy of observation to mention that our party has been much healthier on the voyage than parties of the same number are in any other situation. Tumors have been troublesome to them all. From this evening's encampment, a man may walk to the Pawnee village on the east bank of the Platte River in 2 days, and to the Otoes in 1 day. Those Indians are now out on the prairie following and hunting the buffalo. I fear we will not see them. Captain William Clark, July 20, 1804.
Clark refers to the wolf he killed as a yellow wolf. It is unclear if this indicates a subspecies of wolf now extinct, or an alternative name for what today would be called a gray wolf. According to Gary Moulton, the frequency and occasional magnitude of the prairie fires was of great interest to the Corps of Discovery as they entered the Great Plains. The fires were ecologically important wherever grass growth was abundant enough to prevent secondary growth. They were started by lightning, accidentally by humans, or often set by Indians as signal fires, and perhaps to encourage new growth of grass in the next season. The party noted the different types of fires and understood their purposes. Tomorrow, arriving at the mouth of the Great River Platte.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.